Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Magnolias, two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern. We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair. Hey, Lainey.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Oh, I'm in such a good mood because this is such a special week. It's Holy Week.
It is.
So the week between Palm Sunday and we're celebrating Passover this week and then leading into Easter this Sunday. Yeah.
What very a special time.
Yeah. I mean, just, yeah, I don't know how to describe it really just, because there's lots of roller coaster of emotions this week.
But reverent.
It ends in, you know, a very celebratory, of course.
Very celebratory.
Occasion.
Well, I had an interesting conversation this week because you're mentioning Passover and Easter.
Sure.
So I was having a conversation with a man who's Jewish and I don't know him very well.
Okay.
We're just met him recently. And it was interesting because he was saying, well, I'll be celebrating Passover. And then he said, or Easter for you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, actually, I celebrate both. And his face was so funny. His eyes got real wide and he said, you celebrate Passover?
Yeah, I bet he was surprised.
And I said, well, yeah, because that's, you know, my forefathers in the faith celebrated Passover.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's important to me too.
Yeah.
And anyway, he went on to almost quiz me about,
oh, wow,
my knowledge of what you would do at a Passover Seder.
Yeah.
And I think he was very shocked.
I bet.
I knew my stuff to know, you know, he was realizing, oh, she really does do this. But I think it's interesting too, because when I was in my 30s, before I knew that a Passover Seder was what the meal Jesus was having with the disciples when he was breaking the bread. We call it the Last Supper.
Yeah.
In the Christian faith. And that was a Passover Seder.
I didn't know that either.
So it's kind of interesting that I don't know why there's not more connect.
Right.
Of Jesus's Jewishness and
that's,
what he was
that's
doing.
What it is.
Right.
Yeah. We forget he was Jewish.
So I think that's just kind of interesting. And it was such a fun conversation to have where,
oh, I bet,
we, you know, we were feeling so the same.
Well, and we've said here before, I mean, we're so old fashioned, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, we're preserving the good of the South, but we're old fashioned
in a lot of
areas of our life, and faith being one of those that we do want to appreciate, celebrate, and recognize.
Honor
the roots of
forefathers.
Where
right.
our faith comes from.
Right. So that was kind of funny.
That includes celebration of Passover. And, you know, I would guess that you could probably easily find different synagogues that are celebrating Passover. But there are Messianic congregations.
True.
Messianic
That's right.
Jewish congregations that will be celebrating. So
don't leave their Jewishness, but yet recognize Jesus as Messiah. So those both exist.
Both of those exist. And yeah, we're probably in, I would say, the minority of those people that when they think Holy Week, think
of both.
Both of those categories. But it is a special and very reverent, as you said,
yeah.
week. And that's what we wanted to focus on today. All things Holy Week. Passover, Easter.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm very excited about the flood of pastels that are about to sort of come into play. Now, it's still too early to wear your white shoes.
Well, that's questionable on Easter.
Well,
on Easter Sunday, that's
questionable. Is it given a pass?
I think, you know, those little children in white patent shoes.
Yeah.
With those.
You don't have to hold off till Memorial Day.
I think, you know, that's
okay.
kind of the. That's the rule.
Well,
you're such a rule follower.
I am a
well,
rule
I
follower.
Am too.
And I also even wondered what all categories, like, does a white cardigan or a white jacket have to be put off till after Memorial Day? I mean, I would put a hard yes on waiting on a white dress.
Yes.
Like any sort of a white summery looking dress. Like,
yeah. Yes, I agree.
Wait and, you know, wear that after Memorial Day.
Do I even have white?
I don't
shoes?
Have a white dress, but I have a white, like blazer jacket.
Mm-hmm. And that'll be a Memorial Day.
And I'll wait on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any white shoes. That
I don't think I have white shoes now.
White shoes are pretty.
That's
kid-ish.
I think
right?
so too. That's probably why I'm thinking. I picture that for a child
like
on Easter, but not a
white ruffly socks and white patent leather shoes
or
right?
tights. Yeah,
or tights,
depending
yeah.
on how cold Easter is. In fact, that reminds me of how many Easters did I have a new dress I was excited about, and then ended up having to wear a jacket or a sweater over it.
That's hard.
Because in
cover
Tennessee,
it up.
We're,
yeah,
you know, borderline on what's the weather going to be on
yeah.
Easter. So.
So Sunday best is a big deal. Yeah. A lot of children and adults get something new to wear.
To wear.
To church, usually.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be just a skipping of church and straight to an Easter lunch. But a lot of people go to church
oh,
on
absolutely.
Easter in the South, especially.
In fact, you know, there's kind of, you know, jokes about people being like just Christmas and Easter, like they'll
right.
have funny little
yeah.
names of, you
yeah,
know,
churches from, prepare for the growth
right,
and the extra seats that
and
are
Easter.
Needed. And yeah. But yeah, I mean, what I was actually mentioning today, to someone was, would they also be willing to find a bonnet or a fascinator and wear it with
as
me?
An adult,
as an adult,
uh-huh.
she actually, I don't think was thinking
she's
that
not
was serious.
Board. Oh, okay.
She wanted me to do it. I think
you be the trendsetter,
yeah,
not
yeah.
me.
I don't know if she was going to have one in her purse and pull it out at church. Or I so want. I actually looked on Amazon to
for
see
for some kind of a hat.
Well, probably more of a fascinator.
Uh-huh.
A hat would be in our church. That's pretty casual. A hat would really stand out. Mm-hmm. A fascinator would too, just not as much. And I'm even short, so I'm not. I'm not even thinking, you
well,
know.
Well, of course, we just came from Keeneland, too. So we got to see men
yes.
in bow ties and pastel jackets, and we saw some fascinators. And
I went to a wedding this past
oh,
weekend.
Oh, you did.
And all of the bridesmaids wore fascinators.
So you're...
And then even some people that were really close friends of the bride that kind of
okay.
were in on some of the wedding planning, even
okay.
though they had
them on. So you're in the mood.
So I've seen them out mm-hmm. and about... They're, some fascinators aren't very expensive. Like you could get one for
yeah.
like $20-$25.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think
yeah.
of a hat and I think, that's kind
you're
of a commitment.
Pricey, yeah.
yeah. And to only wear it a handful of occasions seems
yeah.
tough, but
I haven't planned any Easter outfit. I've had too much going on to have a plan, but I have a hat or two that I could probably work around.
You should build around the hat. Well, and the thing about a hat that's great is you can take it off.
Yeah.
Unless your whole outfit has
or
really pointed
on,
to that.
For me, my hair, often you can't. I mean, I could, but it's
yeah.
now I have a hat hair. So
that's
not actually really that easy to do. So anyhow.
Well, I'm still on the fence. I'm still going to look for a fascinator, and I'm not sure what I'm wearing yet either. But well, as we were saying, Sunday best is a big deal.
Yes.
So, shine the shoes and
yeah.
iron the slacks and get the, you know, get the suit dry cleaned or whatever needs to happen and wear your Sunday best.
Yeah. Church in general has gotten so much more casual in dress that it is fun to dress up sometimes.
Yeah.
And Easter's the time to show it off.
It is. You know, I was also thinking, you know how when Christmas approaches, some of the radio stations turn like 24/7
Christmas
carol
music.
Or
mm-hmm.
yeah, Christmas music. I was thinking, man, like, why don't we do that
for
Easter? Easter, at least Easter weekend? Like, why don't some of the radio... But then I couldn't
think of any
Easter
songs. I was sitting here thinking, what song would you want to hear?
I'll tell you, there's one. I would loop it. I couldn't listen to it all weekend. That, oh, I have it in my notes here. It's Dawn... No. Yes, Don Francisco, 1977.
Love.
He's alive.
He's alive. And have you ever heard Dolly Parton do
well,
it?
Well, that's what I was going to say. So I'm going to put in the show notes the link to Dolly Parton singing He's Alive at the 1989 Country Music Awards, where the screen comes up. Like, she sings probably three verses. And if you haven't heard the song, it builds like a story.
It's amazing.
You know, so there's not even a chorus till the very, very end. That's how some of the old country songs, it seems like, were written. Almost like
our mom had the album and listened to it so much.
But screen, she comes up in all her graciousness. And this was 1989, so this was Steel Magnolias here.
Oh,
this was a big year for her. So she comes up in all her, dolly-ness and just says, what an honor it is to sing this song. And I think she even says something like, as my mama would say, I hope it blesses y'all, So she sings all of these verses by herself, and then the screen comes up and there is a choir and they're just pelting it out. Those are the moments where I'm like, I want to be around a choir on Easter Sunday or, so I would loop that.
But now, I was in a church. I went to church in Ireland with a girl I knew, and there was a song that they were singing.
That's right.
And it sounded like a country song. And I couldn't believe, I was like, who sang this song? And somebody told me it was a Johnny Cash song.
That's crazy.
Well, I thought, this is so crazy, because Johnny Cash seems to follow me when I travel. I hear his music everywhere. And it's just strange to me that I'm like, I'm in Ireland in a church and they're doing a Johnny Cash song. But his song is called Ain't No Grave.
Okay.
And apparently, Bethel Music has done there's been a newly written version that is from his song.
Okay, so they've altered it or changed some things. Okay.
Anyhow, and I don't know if theirs is also called Ain't No Grave. Anyhow.
Wow. Well, I'll look it up.
So there's our two songs for an Easter.
We loop those Easter weekend.
We got enough for a whole station. But
it was a fleeting thought. It really was. But it made me remember the Dolly song. Well, it's
but
not
there's
a Dolly
gotta
song.
Be song. Lots of songs about Passover, and we know there's lots of songs about resurrection. So technically, we could do a whole weekend.
Well, I saw that the songwriters on that He's Alive were Alan Collins and Ronnie Van Zant.
Seriously.
Can you believe that?
That's so interesting.
But after I saw that, I was like, it builds like an old, like a, some of the Southern rock country,
that's
like some of
so
the old
funny.
Stuff.
Okay.
Even like Garth Brooks, some of his music, it's just the story is being told.
Oh.
It's unfolding and it's so dramatic. I'm thinking of like The Dance or something, or The Thunder Rolls.
The Thunder Rolls is what I was thinking of.
It's like a movie score in and of itself, just that one song.
Yeah. Wow.
So there you go. If you haven't heard He's Alive,
check that out.
You might meet Jesus.
Seriously.
After you listen to that. And then I was even thinking Easter movies, Passion of the Christ, or also known as just The Passion. That's the first one that comes to mind to me.
Yeah. And isn't there, don't they always show the Ten Commandments?
Or Ben-Hur?
Before?
No, they do?
I think that comes this week. It's typically on.
Okay.
Anyhow.
Didn't you watch that on the way to Israel once?
I watched Ben-Hur. Not because I was on the way to Israel.
Oh.
I just watched it thinking, I've never seen this. Call me crazy. So I just am watching this old classic because I like classic movies. One of the first places we went was where this chariot race happened. And I'm thinking, I can't believe I just
watched that.
Like, this is really funny. So, not funny, ha-ha funny.
Right. Yeah. If you haven't seen...
Ironic timing.
The Passion or Passion of the Christ. It kind of goes by both names. That was a 2004 film that, like, blew the gates open for kind of that faith film world. Because nobody had seen a film that went that deep into a story of Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, it was directed by Mel Gibson too.
Yeah.
So it had that, but I think it did like 85 million on opening weekend, which
it's so powerful.
A lot for
it's
that.
So powerful. And this would be a good week. You're right. To watch it because just the reverence of the week in your heart, having your heart open to see that story. But I wouldn't, I just don't want to sound flippant about watching it either.
No,
it is intense.
Well, and we actually got to hear Jim Caviezel, who played Jesus in The Passion. We got to hear him share about it. I think it was just about a year after it came out. It was pretty fresh.
It was pretty fresh. And do you remember he was 33?
Yes.
When he played the role, his initials are JC. Like, there was just so many things that were like, you know, he felt like just such a connect to the role.
Yeah. Yeah.
That,
yeah,
it was a powerful time for him as an individual as well.
Yeah. I mean,
playing that, I can't imagine.
I can't imagine. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's a good distinction that you made to not flippantly put that on.
It's
very intense, but very, very well done.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson took a lot of time to do that well.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Okay, well, that, I just wanted to touch on movies
music. Did you want me to talk Passover at all?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
No, let's talk about Passover and then just kind of, yeah, the sort of highlights of what you would expect at a Passover meal or...
So, like, typically what they would be really in a home.
Yeah.
I've done both in a home, and then our church has had them before.
Yes. Did we say it's also referred to as Seder?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so, it's a specific... like, there's specific foods you would have, but it is basically the celebration of God freeing the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt.
Yes.
And so there's a lot of things that have to do. There's different readings that you do. It's, as the Jewish faith is so amazing at honoring, like, just the house they're in. So the woman of the house lights the candles.
Yes.
And, you know, it's the couple of the house who are usually like leading this.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not only hosting, they're really leading and kind of following even a script of the format.
Right. And it's all, like I said, to kind of celebrate this freedom from slavery. So very family oriented.
It is.
And so most Jewish families, they're gathering with their family for this meal. And, you know, all the children would be there. There's different parts for, you know, there's even parts for the children where they're reading.
I love that.
Yeah. And they're asking questions and the adults answer. I mean, it's specific, like they have their questions that they ask. And there's a time where they hide this matzah. They break the matzah bread and hide it, which...
That's fun.
It's just neat because it's very interactive. And
well, and yeah, like you said, it's not, hey, kids, be quiet. We're doing
our thing.
It's like,
no, they're part of it.
Very religious, very stiff, you know.
Yeah.
Passover meal. No, it's very inclusive of young
kids. And for
kids.
Some Jewish people, they will be doing a Passover Seder, even if they're not religious. Like, it's a cultural thing for
them.
And for some, it's more of a religious thing.
Sure.
Just like many things are for Easter.
Yeah.
As well. For some people, it's more spiritual than others.
Yeah.
But, so there's just a remembrance of the plagues that happened where you're doing, you know, using your wine to drip drops of blood and different things like that.
Yeah.
There's a place setting for Elijah because, you know, there's just lots of
leaving it open. Yes.
And different things like that go on in this meal. So that's a big part of their celebration.
Well, if you haven't gotten a chance to experience one,
so think
through in your head if you've got any Jewish friends that may let you, you know, come over to their house or tag along, or just find one that's happening near you. Just, you know, look it up and see who's going to be doing a Passover Seder because it's really special.
Well, and you know, I gave a shout out for one thing. I was hoping if anybody wanted to invite me to have any Pappy Van Winkle, and it happened. So if anybody wants to invite us to their Passover Seder,
there you go.
Let us know.
We're
We'd
in.
Love to come.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be so fun. Well, cool. Thank you for mentioning that. Cause like you said, this was very new to us to learn more about the tradition and, the celebration of Passover and ties to our own faith.
That's right.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, I love many churches do a version of the Stations of the Cross.
Yes. Yeah.
And ours is a real contemporary version of that.
Yeah.
But that's a special thing that many churches will have some form of the Stations of the Cross on Friday. So you could find that if you're not connected to a church and kind of walk through that.
Do you remember, maybe they're still doing it, when we joined the Catholic Church here.
They do an ecumenical procession.
Yes.
In downtown Franklin.
A walk around our precious downtown, historic downtown area. Mm-hmm. That was special.
Very special. Yeah. In fact, I got thinking about that as we did that walk, because somebody's carrying a cross,
yes,
too. And it was just interesting because life was just going on. People
That's
were
right.
eating in restaurants,
yes,
and shopping.
During
and there
the
was
daytime.
Different things that were going on. And then here comes, you know, this group of people singing and
yeah,
walking. And I think we had this conversation where I was saying, like, it's interesting to do things like that. Because for some people, they haven't even thought about that it's Good Friday.
Exactly.
And so just having it's Good Friday. This is a...
It reminds me of sort of the feeling I have sometimes when I'm stunted, when I see someone with an Ash Wednesday marking
uh-huh.
on their head.
Uh-huh.
Because it's easy to get in the flow
of
a day.
And be like, oh. Yeah.
And then, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah, that
true.
Was special. I enjoyed participating in that. Okay, well, let's talk about other sort of Easter traditions in the South. We talked a little bit about Sunday best mm-hmm. being a part of the day. There's definitely coloring of Easter eggs.
That's definitely a big
coloring of Easter eggs, as our mom would say.
Mom was buying eggs today, literally. And this lady said, "Are you dyeing eggs?" And mom said, "Well, my grandson's not old enough to do that yet. So I don't know that we're going to dye any." She's, of course, making deviled eggs.
Yes.
But, Mom then said to me, I don't guess she's from the South because she said dyeing eggs and we say coloring eggs. And so I got thinking, do people say both? I don't know.
I think I say coloring.
Yeah.
I've seen it in other places as dyeing. Like
technically
even
you are dyeing
yes.
it. So, I mean, that's more proper, I guess.
Do you color your hair or do you dye your hair? You color your
Good
hair.
Good question. That's, I say color.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that on air. But there are, theoretically, others, you know, yeah, maybe not. Yeah, so there is the ever-popular Easter egg hunt, mm-hmm. right? So that wouldn't be where you would put the dyed Easter eggs. The dyed Easter eggs would be
you typically
for fun and decoration.
And then you just eat the boiled eggs.
Exactly.
If you want to, yeah. Which, by the way, I saw a video of taking real silk ties that you just get at Goodwill or something, or finding
okay.
real silk, and dyeing eggs with inside this silk, like, you know, cutting little squares
okay.
and tying
putting the
it.
Dye in the silk?
Putting,
okay.
Well, you just put the egg in the silk.
Okay.
Tie it up tight.
Oh.
And then you put the boiling water and vinegar
uh-huh, uh-huh.
on that. And it totally takes the exact pattern of that silk.
Ooh.
And I'm dying to try it. I don't know that we're going to have silk ties. It.
So it's like got texture look to it.
It's got unbelievable pattern.
Wow.
Like if it's flowers, it's got flowers on it. It's
Ooh.
Just super cool. But, you know, finding silk cheaply is not going to be an easy find. So I'm not sure about that part. But anyway, it was fun. I showed it to Mom and she was blown away.
That sounds cool.
Yeah. So fun.
Well, I always, you know, I give a lot of throwbacks to our namesake, Steel Magnolias. And if you've ever seen the film, there's definitely
a southern
egg hunt that happens.
Towards the end.
So if you're not sure what to expect in the terms of a larger scheme egg hunt, like a community egg hunt, you should at least take a watch in that part of the film. It's towards the end. But
many courthouses will do...
Yeah.
Easter egg hunts. And then I even came across a couple. The Biltmore is famous apparently for their Easter egg hunts.
Oh,
can you imagine?
That sounds amazing.
So you do have to pay to
go to
you know, go to it. And it's, I think there's a couple of different ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so scheduled times.
Yeah.
But I bet that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Run around in that lawn.
Absolutely.
And there's another big one in Hernando, Mississippi, the Cedar Hill Farm.
Ooh,
Easter
okay.
egg hunt. So anyway, there's a couple of
That's
southern
fun
Easter egg hunts.
Well, usually the Easter egg hunt takes place at Grandma's house.
That's typically
That's
where it
it's
is.
Happening
That's right.
for our family
That's right.
this year. And it was funny, I mentioned to you, just plastic eggs will do since
they
my son's so young.
They don't even have
so
to
young.
Have anything in it. Like, he'll be excited.
I was corrected by my husband, though. He said he does want candy.
That's funny because, you know, I said I wanted to get creative so that Jacob wouldn't get too much candy. Yeah, but I guess there's always Philip to help with that.
So I've even heard of decorating your house with Easter trees. Now, I've never done this.
Leslie has one.
Okay.
So, well, she just has this pretty plain tree.
Okay.
That can be...
It can be transformed into an Easter tree.
Eggs that hang
that
on
sounds
it,
cute.
And it's cute.
I asked, we have a Facebook group, so if you're not on it, you should go ahead and join that. I did ask a few people if they have spring decor that they pull out, and most of the comments were Easter related decor more than even just spring. So bunnies and
You didn't see my bunnies because you came in quickly, but I have my two new little bunnies that I got at an estate sale. They're so cute.
That's
They're sitting
fun.
By them. On the when you first come in.
That's fun. Well, the a lot of the focal point of an Easter Sunday is the meal. So an Easter lunch or Easter brunch is definitely a huge part of the day. So we wanted to talk about just some popular items on the menu that
food
you are
items.
Very likely to see.
Well, at a Passover Seder, it would be lamb.
Yes.
That would be usually the meat
that
you would have at that meal.
A delicacy and
so
wonderful.
Yummy. Yeah.
You would also see, not at a Passover, a glazed ham.
That's hugely popular for Easter.
I've even seen an Easter menu that had beef tenderloin with horseradish sauce.
So good.
Yum. And of course you got to have lots of sides, but before any of this, I would want the deviled eggs to go ahead and be out. So that would be my preference. I know a lot of people serve deviled eggs as a side, but my hope would be that they're out.
That's an appetizer.
For an appetizer. Yeah. So potato salad.
Yeah, that's big.
Or I've seen, you know, just like the roasted herb potatoes, mm-hmm. some sort of potato, right?
Some kind of potato.
Grilled seasonal vegetables.
Yeah. We always have casseroles at Southern Things, so many, you see lots of those pineapple casseroles and different things like that. I think coconut cake when I think Easter.
Do you?
I don't love coconut cake, but that's what I think of as an Easter dinner dessert.
Now, Reese Witherspoon's book, she says that they serve lemon meringue pie.
Okay.
I have seen coconut cake. I kind of wanted to try making a cheesecake this year just because I've never made cheesecake. Is it hard? You're nodding because I know you'll love the taste of it. Are they hard to make?
Well, the first thing is you need a springform pan, which I have one, I think, if you need to.
So number one, I have to borrow a springform pan from you.
Because you got to get it.
Yeah,
you know,
I figured that you needed that.
Yeah. But there's different ones, so I don't know.
So would you suggest if somebody was going to do that, like myself, do you go with a basic cheesecake or do you do like a chocolate cheesecake or a turtle cheesecake or one of the like...
I mean, you might want to start plain, but if you wanted chocolate incorporated in it, you could do that in the crust and then still do kind of a plain one.
Yeah. We'll see. I know that coconut cake wouldn't be...
That's not going to be a hit for me either. I love the flavor of coconut, but I don't like the texture of it. So I like, you know, Asian foods that have coconut milk and different things like that.
Yeah.
But it's that texture that I don't.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people do a pretty basic, like a white cake that they can decorate cute with pastels.
Yeah, you could do that. I've seen even pineapple upside down cakes Easter too.
That's
another popular.
That sounds good. What
dessert.
Else? Of course, sweet tea, you know, lemonade.
Ambrosia. Often at an Easter meal. And then, what else?
Biscuits.
Oh,
some
yeah.
sort of, I wouldn't say cornbread, though. I'd probably say biscuits,
usually
right?
You would see biscuits. It goes, you know, you can even
good
do
with ham
biscuits.
Yeah. Especially for leftovers the next day for breakfast. Ham biscuit. Asparagus.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
please.
That would be really good, especially if it had
a hollandaise sauce on it.
I meant to ask you, have you ever heard of a hot cross bun?
I have, mostly from a song, but I've never made them.
So, I mean, it's
a sweet bread.
But it's a bun that has a cross
on it.
And I think it's actually... traditionally a Good Friday item
that you would serve
because
with
of the cross
on it. That's
Did you say it's spiced?
Well, it's often like a kind of sweet with raisins or something.
Yeah, so it's got, it's got
that icing and the cross.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. They, I think it came from England and Ireland, Australia, all of our, across the pond, friends.
All the British influence.
Yeah, bread, of course.
Exactly.
To go with their tea. Let's see, what else? We mentioned deviled eggs, like a squash casserole would be good.
Yeah, you're going to see lots of different varieties of casseroles.
Trying to think of other...
I love that pineapple cheesy casserole. I might tell Mom I'll make that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's good with ham.
With ham, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw another recipe that looked really interesting on an egg, you know, on like a big green
ceramic egg. Yeah.
They had taken Fireball whiskey. Do you know that's like that cinnamony? Yeah. And soaked a pineapple in it and grilled it. Does that not sound so good?
My goodness. Wait, so
you soaked did the pineapple. They have to, it's already cut.
Like they've cut the pineapple.
And, yeah.
Okay, and then they soaked it.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to soak up a lot of that cinnamon.
And that whiskey is very cinnamon.
It's very cinnamon. And then you grill it.
Yeah.
And so it's got that cinnamony sweet. And it supposedly goes really well with ham.
That so sounds that really, really good.
I might want to tackle that.
Wonder how long it would have to...
I'll have to go back and because it's been a little while since I heard about it, but I just remember having that in my Rolodex of, oh, if somebody makes ham, I should make this.
Yeah.
And we don't eat ham very often.
Eaters,
so,
but
Mom's going to do that. So maybe I'll try that pineapple.
And I would say like any sort of relish tray is usually, you know, you could have your deviled eggs alongside that, but there needs to be
Put those two out early. We've got that too.
There needs to be some sort of a relish tray.
One other thing I think about with the Easter is my dogwoods are blooming right now. It's that time of year. And you know that there's, I don't know if it's because they're almost always out when Easter, at Easter time. But the bloom actually is a cross.
Wow, I didn't know this.
It's like a cross and then in the inside it kind of looks like a thorn.
Oh, wow.
A crown of thorns in the middle. And then the tips look like nails have gone through. Like it's just a funny shape.
Oh my goodness.
So that's something that I think of Easter and they're blooming right now.
I've never known that.
I might have to pick one off to show it to you.
That's fantastic.
It's really
to
sweet.
Know.
It's just, and there's quite a few dogwoods in the South. And my street in particular, this I think is its prettiest time of year.
I agree. Well, and Christmas.
Fall's
you guys
pretty
do a killer
too,
Christmas.
But I just think this is its prettiest trees.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of blooming trees on this street. And so this time of year, I love driving on the street.
Yeah. That's so good. Well, I think those are my food recommendations. I mean, you can keep it pretty simple because this isn't like, you know, a Thanksgiving meal.
It is
springtime, but, you know.
And often people are doing brunch. Like they'll go to an early service. In fact, I wanted to talk. Oh, are we done talking just about Sunday? Because you talked Good Friday.
No, keep going. Sunday...
We used to, when I was younger, we always went to a sunrise service. Now, we were going up to East Tennessee when our parents still had family there. And so, there was often a sunrise service in the cemetery. And it was like 6 a.m.
Right.
Start time.
Sunrise.
So,
like real sunrise. Yeah.
So, I'm pretty sure I grumbled every single year having to go. And then I would get there and it's such an amazing thing to watch the sunrise as you're pondering that the tomb was empty.
Yeah.
Like it's just really special.
Would you wear Sunday?
You had your whatever.
Sunday frillies that early?
I don't remember because that's been so long since we used to do that. But I don't remember if we went. I guess we would have gone back home and then you would get dressed for the more.
Okay.
Do you remember our traditional
Easter Sunday sunrise service at Stone Mountain?
So that's hilarious because
we were dressed nice.
We were dressed for, and I even remember what I had on.
I remember what shoes I had on. I don't remember what the rest of the outfit was.
So we go to, because Stone Mountain does a big sunrise service up on the top of the mountain.
In Georgia,
In Atlanta, Georgia. And there is a you know, you can ride up to the top. You don't have to walk to the top when you go to Stone Mountain. Well, that's not running for sunrise service. So we had to walk up the mountain in our...
We didn't realize that, though. I mean, I don't even remember at what, how long it took me to realize we're not walking to the lift. We're just, we're like we're going on our up way the up mountain. The mountain. Yeah.
And then when we got up there, it was awesome.
Glory.
It was awesome. Like guitar playing and.
But we had some pretty, I know I had slick shoes on.
Yeah. I had a linen pantsuit on. It was pale yellow and I loved it.
So
it was pale yellow linen pantsuit.
Moral of the story, if you're going to a sunrise service, make sure you know the setting before you head out the door.
That's hilarious. I hadn't thought about that in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a special, sweet time.
It is. Well,
celebration.
Wherever you end up on your Easter week and your Holy Week, I do hope that you know that we appreciate you. We love inviting you into our home and joining with us each week. And he's alive and I'm forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide.
We'll see. I wish we had Dolly here to sing.
I do too. So we'll see y'all here next week and y'all have a wonderful Passover and Easter.
Member Week is here at Lowe's. Don't miss your chance to get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, stain, tools, flooring, and more. Shop our exclusive deals happening in-store and online from May 8th through May 14th. Not a member? Join MyLowe's Pro Rewards for free today and get ready to save more. Lowe's, we help you save. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.